What's up, Tifos? Welcome back to another edition of Charlotte Soccer Show. We keep it rocking and rolling here with preseason coverage as Charlotte FC gets ready to start year five, and we are live in year five for the first time in 2026. Thanks to the hundreds of you who have been waiting in the waiting room, waiting for us to fire up this live stream. Thanks to the thousands of you that will join us as we move along through this episode of Decoding the Presser, Wilfried Zaha meeting the media for the first time this year as well. I didn't get to go. I had a chance to go. I was invited to go, but my day job got in the way on this one, so I couldn't go. But when I can't go, I like to pop it up and listen to the press conference later that night with fresh ears, and that's what we're going to do here with Wilf. It's a pretty typical Decoding the Presser setup. Thanks for those of you who are watching live on YouTube. If there's comments, if people want to chime in, some comments, we'll answer them. We'll get conversations started. Obviously, this show is a community, always has been. With that, I would love to know what everybody's doing here in this fine midweek as we move along. You know, I think there's just over 3 weeks left until the season kicks off. Going to be great. Can't wait for Charlotte FC to get it going. I have a beautiful bourbon drink that I poured from a bottle of Woodford Reserve that I got for Christmas this year from a special lady. So thank you very much, Powerhouse, for that one. Also drinking a Noda Brewing Radio Days. We're double fisting here because with Wilf, you just got to be ready for anything, man. Life is beautiful. We are here. He is Wilf. Let's listen. Let's decode.
I don't think anything really. I'm just, I think, a bit more prepped for the league. I know how it is more, I know how it works, and yeah, so I think no more surprises really.
And how what kind of sense have you gotten of the team?
No alarms and no surprises. Great Radiohead song.
To be honest, I've only trained twice, so it's still early, you know. I'm still yet to see everyone properly, so I don't really know yet, but I'm sure it should be fun.
And obviously with, 6 months left, I believe, in your contract, have you
talked
to Charlotte
about
a potential extension here?
To be honest, we have spoke. We plan to speak in more depth probably after preseason. Just sit down and yeah, iron out if we can come to some sort of agreement. So yeah, I've spoken to Z and yeah, we plan to speak in depth probably in the preseason times.
Do you feel like it's leaning more towards you staying or going?
That I don't know. We'll have to have the talk. Like I said before, I feel comfortable here. My family are good. My son loves the school. So yeah.
It's good.
So yeah. I'm good. It's just how the conversations go.
Thank you.
All right, obviously, our first chance to really read between the lines on something important there. I'd love to hear what any of y'all might have thought of that answer to a very important question, which is, will Wilfried Zaha be here in Charlotte after June? His current contract that he's on runs until June of this year. We can't wait to start the season with him. We would love to finish the season with him and maybe even not have him get suspended for a playoff match this year. Would be awesome. I liked a lot of what I heard there. I liked the most important thing you heard him say, his son likes the school. That might be the very most important thing for a guy at this stage of his career who's trying to feel comfortable. He's not from here. He's from England, but, that's his home, but it seems like he's settling in. Again, if the family's happy, then the player's probably pretty happy too, especially, as they get into their mid-30s. And I think if there's winning here, he's definitely going to be interested in, the project, as they call it. And I think, we won't really know if there's going to be winning is going to happen at the end of this preseason. He said, we're going to, we'll speak in more depth about my contract after preseason. I have spoken to Z. So very important. Thanks, K-Dog, for chiming in. First commenter, if you're listening on Spotify or any podcast app, you don't see this comment, but if you're watching on YouTube, it's all about the live stream community. So we are grateful for whatever format you're taking this show in. But if his kid likes the school, just have the kid go into the meeting for the contract. Yeah, I like that take from K-Dog. Very good call. Let's continue with Will.
And towards that, there's been some of your quotes in the news recently about, you know, the business side of football and the loyalty of clubs acting on their own behalf and where that falls out for the players and such. And that's absolutely true. It says, but what I wanted to ask you is, like, within that framework where that's going to be a reality of it, is there loyalty within the moment between, like, you and your teammates, you know, as far as performance goes and, you know, being there, you know, 100% through those things that operates separately and parallel to the business aspects of it?
Normally, I feel like I have to decode. I'm trying to decode the answers that the player or the coach is giving. But this time, I kind of want to decode the question. And I think he's just saying, are you still going to play hard for this team, even with your contract status up in the air? And let's see what Wolf has to say there.
What do you mean?
As far as, like, you know, knowing that the club will act in their own best interest as a business.
Yeah.
And that can
media
change
training
things.
Right there is what we call that.
When you're in the moment and you're in a team form like this, is that loyalty, you know, to your teammates operate independently of the business side, and so that, you know, the commitment
question.
And working together and here's to you is
to be honest, I can only speak for myself. Like, I feel like the way I'm just made up is just like once I step on a pitch, I give 100%, and then. And anything else that needs to be spoken about regarding the club or whatever, that can be done after. But once I step on the pitch, I'll give 100% for my, like, to the team, to my players. We're all trying to reach one goal. So I'm not the type of person that will be on the pitch and just be disinterested. I'm too passionate about the game. I want to win so much that. That loyalty to my teammates, that's 100% once we step out on the pitch. Like, whatever goes on with the club, that's got nothing to do with the guys that I'm working day in, day out with.
Thanks. I wanted to clarify that because I'm not sure it was presented, you know, in that instance and the way your words have been reported elsewhere and stuff. So
dare I say that's a perfect
Oh, my thing. Words. Oh, in terms of my Snapchat.
Yeah, and just...
Oh, that, yeah, but I feel like that is... I just say how I feel.
Yes, you do.
And that is something that people talk negatively about players and stuff, and when players wanna go somewhere, and it, all I'm saying is the truth. You know, so it's like, we have one career. Clubs churn out players day in, day out. Like, there's only one Wilfred Zaha, there's only one whoever, you know? So if that player feels like he wants to go and he's done, he's given what he could to the club, because realistically, on the other hand, if you're not good enough, you're out the door, and then there's no sympathy outside. No one's crying, no one cares. It will just be, oh yeah, he was such a nice guy. But who cares about a nice guy in football? So the same way people are so cutthroat, I'll applaud players when they're cutthroat about their careers as well, because we have a short period where we have to make the best of it. And not everyone has, you know? So that was my opinion on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, I can't fault it. I love the answer from Wilf there. Absolutely great take. A great person in my life, in my career, great career mentor once told me, you know, some wise words, which was, if you are not the biggest advocate for your own career, then no one else will be. So that extends to my line of work. I'm sure it extends to your line of work, wherever you're at. And I'm sure it certainly extends to footballers. And Wilf doesn't care. Like he said, it's cutthroat. And he understands, you know, like, as much as, like, the hardcore fan of me wants to be like, ah, these players need to be all about the club. Like, they're only human. We established that last year. Wilf is human. And, you know, he's a great human, and he's just a cool guy to have on our team, the guy who can make a thoughtful answer like that. And I love the line he says there, joking about, you know, oh, they'll just say he was a really nice guy, and they'll forget all about him because that is kind of the way it goes in life. And you can see K-Dog says, I will cry if Wilf leaves. And I think it, not just for what he does on the pitch, but just, you know, bringing a personality like that to this club and the ability to answer a question like that and be fully authentic and be himself, absolutely amazing. Love you, Wilf.
And could you talk to us about how did AFCON and just your training, the prep, what you went through there, how that, does that bring you fitness-wise into this season?
Well, yeah, to be honest, I've been training straight for a month. So, but I think for me, I can train constantly. My main thing is match fitness. So the games is what make a difference for me. Like, because obviously in games, you could walk, sprint, jog, walk, sprint, sprint, jog. There's nothing that's going to prep you like a game. So,
hello, Leo Messi.
Obviously, I spent my time training with the Ivy Coast squad, but I think me being back here playing games with the team, is I feel like I'm fit, but that's what's going to prep me more for the season.
Did you enjoy the experience?
You better be fit.
Yeah, 100%. Please. I enjoyed being back with the boys after 2 years, putting on the shirt. It's an honor to be able to play for the country, so it felt good.
Shout out Ivory Coast. Made a set quarterfinals run at AFCON, but I believe lost to Mohamed Salah.
Excited with the World Cup coming up too, just getting that taste with international play.
Here comes the World Cup.
Playing with your country and getting that experience together.
To be honest, I've played for my country many of times now, but that's a childhood dream to be able to play with your country at the World Cup. Right. So, yeah, like, that's a dream come true. I can't say, I don't know if I'll be picked yet, but if I am, that's definitely something that I've always wanted to do from when I was young. So, yeah, that should be amazing, wearing a shirt, stepping out, representing your country at the World Cup.
You had a busy
would be cool to see.
It seemed like outside of just training and playing in games, you had a good time, it seemed like.
Yeah. I went back to London. My dad's over there. Just chilled out, really.
Just
yeah,
chilled out.
That's it. That's all I really wanted to do. Managed to
good
chill out.
For
and obviously went with the Ivory Coast, and then after that went to Mexico for a bit. So yeah, just sitting around by the pool is all I wanted to do. I managed to do that, so I think I'm ready for the
Well, I also went to Mexico for a bit. I just got back a couple days ago.
Into the new season.
It was amazing.
Yeah, just chilling by the beach. My kids running around. Perfect.
Nothing better.
Jorge? Right here. Now, based on the way last year went, the good and the bad, what are some of the lessons you or the team can take into this year?
Say that again, sorry?
Like, based on the way, you know, like, rough May and June and the 9-game winning streak high, what are some of the lessons you or the team can take into this year?
I think the only thing I can say is just don't get too high and don't get too low, because the season showed it. Like, we've lost games and everyone was making out like someone died, but it's not that way. We're not all of a sudden the worst team ever. So it just shows that from taking those losses, we go on to have 9 games where we've won. So it's a thing where we just need to work together, because we have the ability to do what we did, but not think we've made it, basically. I think that's the lesson for this season. Just work quietly.
And do you have, like, any personal goals for yourself for this year?
You know, he talks about, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low is the goal. That's what we need to do. And, you know, we were never as bad as people said we were, you know, at our lows last year. I would love a little bit more of a steady season and just, you know, steadily picking up points, mixing in a few draws here and there. Last year was tough. It was a tough ride. The roller coaster ride, the wave we had to surf on that one was extremely difficult. Just knowing that it wasn't always a joy. The win streak was amazing, but the lows that we took during losing streaks and the inability to score goals and get points was extremely tough. So maybe just even it out a little bit more this year, guys. It's going to be a weird year, obviously, with the calendar, the campaigns coming up. We'll dive into all that later. But not too high, too low. Good mantra. Would like to see some follow through on that is what I will react.
I have two goals to hopefully try and, well, to be honest, it's a team effort, but hopefully go further than we went last season. And this is a goal every season, to be honest, get double digits in goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to do that last season, even though it came a little bit late, but I managed to get it. So, yeah, I think for
Congrats.
The player that I see myself, I should be getting double digits every season. So for my first season here, I managed to get it. And, yeah, it's the same thing again this season. Hopefully more assists.
Mikhail?
Yeah, so you seem to be really close with Tiger Smalls last season. Is there any other younger players that you seem impressed by either last season or even training on?
Obviously, to be honest, I'm cool with everyone. I feel like I have a good relationship with everyone. Obviously, Edan.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like all the youngsters are good players, really. I can't really pinpoint anyone, but I think it's a thing of confidence. Once, because even Tiger coming in certain games where he made a massive difference to the team. So I think everyone's gonna have their time and just have, with that confidence, they'll make a difference in the team, you know. So, yeah, I don't think I can pinpoint anyone who I can say, oh, they've been ridiculous or anything. I think we just have a very good squad.
Does your leadership style kind
pretty
of
political
change?
Answer. Obviously, it's good to be cool with everyone. He did name drop Edan there.
I'm demanding with both. But with the youngsters, the way in which I demand is more with, it comes more with information, you know? Mm. So like with some of the older lot, they understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
just gotta give them
Ash,
a look.
Tim, like, I'm gonna have a go at you about this, but we're still on the same team. I still want us both to, this is why I'm telling you about this should be better, because I know you can do better. Cool. For the kids, this can be better, because if you have a good touch here, it allows you to turn around and you have more time on the ball. And, you know, I try to, it's not just a shit, because it's like, I swear, it feels like I'm chanting to my kids at times. Like, it's like, I can't just shout at you and you don't understand. It's like me shouting at Saint. I could just scream at him, but he'll understand that his dad screamed at him, but he won't understand as to why I screamed at him. So it's like, I'll shout and then explain as to why I said that and what would make a difference if he did what I asked him to, you know? So yeah, I just try to help where I can. You know, whoever wants to listen, listen. If you don't want to, it's on you.
Kim?
Yeah, last season,
he's a leader.
A
he leads in different
of,
ways with different people. Yeah, you've got
to
adjust your style depending on who you're trying to lead and where you're trying to lead them. I like it.
Are you expecting maybe some similar treatment this year? Are you hoping that, you know, you start to get calls
for
these games?
You know it.
Yeah, that I don't know, man, because the let me point out two games. Was it Philly at home where I got the red card?
I believe so, yes.
The last one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the regular season finale, yep.
Prior to that, just before I got the red card, the striker chased me and studded me in the back of my calf. And he, surely, if, like, and where he's kicked me, it's nowhere near the ball. So it's like, what exactly are we doing here? If that's not seen as literally trying to injure me and he's not being sent off, then if I'm not protected, I'm obviously going to protect myself. That's my mentality. Because you can't stud me in the back of my calf. The ball's in front of me. He studded me from behind me. And nothing happens. So who's there to protect me? Then the game against New York, where I think it's the same boy who, I think he had the awful injury. I think, I don't know if it was
Perea.
Andres Perea?
Yeah, he's talking
the midfielder.
Broke his leg. Yeah,
he had a bad injury. I think someone. I don't know if it was Adi that landed on him or something. But probably 2 minutes before that, I've taken a touch and he smashed into back of my hip, nowhere near the ball. So it's like I don't know what's gonna happen this season. I hope that I get more protection because, like some of the tackles that I was getting last season, I just think this ain't football. But boy, let's see.
So now that you've like had a year to play in the MLS and you have to adjust in season, I'm sure. Do you feel like you have to adjust your play at all, or is it something where you just keep doing what you're doing and hope that the league is able to, you know, start getting some of those calls right?
I'm not gonna change. It's too late to change. I am who I am. I play the way I do.
Way too late to change.
But I hope the league help, because surely having players that, I don't know, do tricks, bring fans off their seats is what the league want. Do you get what I mean? Or
I love it.
That's like telling me I should change my game because people are going to kick me. So I should stop my whole playing style because of that. Do you get what I mean? So I feel like it's up to the league to protect players who bring that to the league. So yeah, me, I'm never going
to
change.
So maybe not changing your play style, I guess, but do you feel like you have to protect yourself a little bit more knowing that, you know, teams are going to be a little more aggressive with you like that?
No. My only thing is I'm just going to be aggressive in return. That's the only way. I'll still play the way I play, but I'll just be aggressive in return. That's it.
All right. Everything he just said there was true, 100%. And he definitely does deserve to get more protection from the refs and the league. But there's still no excuse for getting that second yellow-red card against Philly that got you suspended for the first game against New York. I will never, ever, ever stop saying that. Sorry, Will. Love you, though.
Okay. Have you had a conversation with Dean, or do you have, about just your expectations and his expectations going into the season?
To be honest, I just came back. It was literally like Saturday. Then we had the ice storm that I didn't really think was I looked out my window. I was like, this ain't. But yeah, anyway, we ain't really been able to have that conversation yet. I think once we go away, we'll get the opportunity to sit down and talk about how we see the season going.
Nice. And Will, both flew in from Mexico on Saturday.
High-profile player that's coming to a market like Charlotte.
Probably had better
recently, season. Dean and Zoran, they've been pretty aggressive in the English market trying to get players. I was just curious, do you get hit up or do you get asked a lot about, hey, what's it like playing in Charlotte in MLS?
Yeah, I do. Well, people ask me, obviously, when I go with Ivy Coast, and just people ask me in general, and
it's good.
I just say the same thing all the time. It's a nice place. I don't know, like, it's a nice place. Fans are passionate here. So yeah, it's just nice things for me, really. Nothing else.
Nice.
Well, if you got to sell it harder than that, man, come on. We need a big sell.
I guess they feel like the support.
We need someone to sign like Sun.
Kind of creates more of an importance than the MLS Cup, just because you have to gain the most amount of points. And so I was curious where you're at on that debate, knowing that you played in the Premier League and other leagues as well, where, you know, the winner gets decided by the total amount of points versus going into a playoff.
Yeah, I think, what is it called? The
Supporter Shield.
I feel like the Supporter Shield for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm.
Like John Payne always
said.
The
free game, for me, I don't understand it too much. Like, playing against the same team three times is a bit mad to me. But I prefer the Supporter Shield.
Bro,
I think, for me, that's more important. Like, for basically everything that you do throughout the season leading up to winning that, I feel like that means the most. But I don't know, that's my opinion.
Well, one media member on the chat asked, having only played limited time with Pep and Harry, how much better do you think the whole entire attacking end is going to be when they come on the field and have the full team healthy for this year?
To be honest, he's hoping they are fit for the whole for the whole season. But yeah, we know what they bring. We know what Pep brings to the team. We know what Toff brings to the team, that quality, that extra quality that we need in the team. So yeah, unfortunately, what's it called? I didn't get to play as much games as I wanted with them both, but yeah, hopefully this season we get to play a lot more games together. And I know, I feel like, yeah, we'll win a lot more games with the quality that they bring to the team.
Jorge?
Shout out Jorge Torres, who is now in the chat of this live stream. Welcome, Jorge. He's actually was in the room here talking to Wilf. I think he's about to ask the next question, in fact. And yeah, always good to have our local media members making the scene and, you know, fan-supported media. Jorge works for Soccer Sheet, takes photos, does interviews, makes videos, does it all, multimedia guy for them. It's just great, you know, that we sort of have this community of folks who works really hard to make Charlotte FC a big thing. You know, we don't need the legacy media, you know, we got our own new media here in Charlotte FC land.
Last two, after having now a full season, is there like a, what's your thought, you know, on the league in itself? Did it kind of like surprise you coming from overseas or impress you, or what are your thoughts?
No, nothing. Nothing surprised me really. Everyone's athletic. There's good teams here. Like I don't ever go anywhere thinking this is gonna be easy. Like, I'm a footballer. I've played against numerous teams. You never go anywhere thinking, yeah, this is just gonna be a walk in the park. It's just how I just adjust myself to how it is here, that's all really. So yeah, I didn't expect it to be easy or way too good or whatever. It's just I come and I just play my game, that's it.
I mean, you can think that when you go to Atlanta.
MLS announced a new partnership with a...
Shout out to Beltran Jr. 11 here commenting in the live stream. Just want to shout out anyone who takes the time to comment because I really appreciate back and forth, talking about Will's previous comments there about supporter shield versus MLS Cup. I feel the same way. Growing up with European football, don't like the playoffs here. Quite annoying. Hey, look, like I said, getting a stupid red card is one way to not have to play a team three times in a row. And yeah, I think Johnny Hayes, co-host of this show, co-creator of the show, always says, you know, he's a supporter shield guy. Dean Smith's a supporter shield guy. I'm a supporter shield guy too, but I like to win the cup. And I do think that you can't discount what the MLS Cup playoffs mean just because you came from the European system. You know, I mean, give each their due. Supporter Shield, I'm fine if you want to lean that way, but don't totally disrespect the Cup. Shout out Abram Kuchecki, everyone's favorite drummer in Charlotte FC land. Count Menting, hope to catch you live. Well, happy to catch you live. Yeah, let's get Zaha here on a permanent deal. Hopefully you saw the comment from Wilf earlier, Abram, when if you're not, rewind it and watch it back, where he says, you know, he has talked to Zoran and they'll speak more in depth about his contract after preseason. A couple more minutes to go on this presser. Let's get it on.
Betting company, while the Prem is ending gambling sponsorships on their jerseys, do you think there's like too much gambling in football like today?
No, but to be honest, that is not something I pay attention to, bro. That is the last thing that's on my mind. Like,
right.
I don't gamble. I don't pay attention to people who gamble. So, yeah, that's not even something that's on my radar.
We got time for one or two more, if anyone has one.
He's not a gambler. Good.
Actually, just quick. I mean, any impressions yet of Luca Del Torre?
Like I said, we've trained twice. Mm-hmm. Seems like a tidy player.
He's tidy.
But, yeah, I think it's too early to make any judgments, but he looks like a good player.
Do you feel like this, what would you say maybe the squad is still missing that can give you guys that extra oomph this season?
Nothing.
I don't know. I'm not a manager, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know,
maybe,
bro. I'll be honest. I'm just fixated on what I'm brought here to do. I can't be thinking about a load of other things. It's difficult, especially with like Addy going. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like with things like that, there's an opportunity for people to step up. You know, even like with Vidan, congratulated him today in training because he's number nine now. I'm like, bro, there's no shying away from me. People are gonna be expecting stuff from you. And he's like, yeah, he won't disappoint. So I don't know, that's up to the manager to see what the team lacks, but yeah, for me, I'm just gonna do what I do, really.
Well, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, guys.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. This is what he said. We love Wilf. Absolutely great opening of the season comments. So happy to have him back. We're going to need him on a permanent basis. This is a guy that is the biggest difference maker Charlotte FC has ever had on the pitch. We love him. We just want to see more of him and more from him. Pairing with Edon for an entire season is going to be amazing. Bringing in Luca Della Torre into the mix, a tidy player in the midfield. To make it happen is going to be tremendous. And I would just say, for my sake, let's get more Wilf appearances. We want to hear more from Wilf. We want to hear from Wilf all the time. Every time he steps in front of a microphone, Charlotte FC fans are listening. So let's make him available. Wilf, hopefully you don't mind stepping up and taking the mic even more this year than you did last year, because we always appreciate it. Just really, really compelling stuff. Makes you fired up to be a fan. So thanks to everyone who watched along on the live stream. Thanks to everyone who's watching back later on YouTube. Thanks to everyone who's listening back later on the podcast platform of their choice. Thanks to everyone who commented. Made it an interactive thing. That's what we're all about here. Might be taping a season campaign look ahead type of issue. Cheers up, beers up at the local bar scree with Johnny Hayes this weekend. We're hoping to get it in. Depends on how the weather and everything else plays out. But there it is, first three matches of the season, February 21st, February 28th, and then the home opener against Austin on March 7th. Can't wait. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being you, Tifos. It's for the crown, baby.